Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
We were looking at a lovely photo on the independent.ie the other day of a Wicklow native. He's 21 years of age. His name is Milo Watson, and he is Ireland's first wheelchair motocross skater. What does that say? You will find in a second, because he's going to be competing in the World Championships in Switzerland in a few months' time. He's on the line to tell us more. Milo Watson, good morning.
Hiya, how are you?
Not so bad at all. The WCMX World Championships, that's a wheelchair motocross. Explain to us what's that, what's involved?
So wheelchair motocross, or WCMX, is pretty much like skateboarding or BMX, but in a wheelchair. We bring our wheelchairs to the skate park and we do all the tricks that other skaters would do, like drop-ins and flips and cool stuff like that.
I was looking at you on Instagram and you were in a wheelchair dropping it on a 12-foot ramp.
That was really cool. I was the first ever WCMX rider to drop in on the UK's tallest vert ramp, and it was an incredible day.
So that's a ramp that the BMX bikers, skaters, everyone else uses, but you're in a wheelchair, obviously.
Yep. I was up there, and all of the skaters and all of the other people at the skate park and my friends were all there and cheering me on. It was truly amazing. It was in Birmingham in the UK.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So you can do flips, slides. Can you actually do a flip on in a wheelchair?
I can. I was the first Irish person to backflip a wheelchair. It was amazing. So you go up down this huge ramp and up onto a resi ramp and pull back and flip. It's really, really good fun.
That's incredible. I presume you need a special type of wheelchair to do these stunts. Explain what it's like.
So I first started just in my normal wheelchair and I absolutely killed it. I buckled the wheels and I bent the frame. So I now have a specialized skate wheelchair, which is built to stand up to all of the big crashes. You can start in just your normal chair, but once you kind of start getting to the bigger stuff, it's time to invest in a proper skate chair.
And how big is this wheelchair motocross has become?
So over in the States and over in the UK, it's a huge, huge thing. It's absolutely incredible. We've hundreds of people over in the UK and probably more than that in the States. I'm not entirely sure off the top of my head. I was Ireland's first WCMX rider, but since then we've grown an incredible little community.
And unfortunately, I think, and you've been highlighting this, haven't you, the HSE doesn't cover a sports wheelchair at the moment.
No, they don't. And unfortunately, there's not many charities in Ireland that can help fund sports wheelchairs. Uh-huh. So a lot of the time, like, for example, if you wanted to go and try skateboarding, you buy a cheap skateboard from Smith's or from wherever.
Yeah.
And you go to the skate park and try it out. Whereas in WCMX, you're looking at investing $4,000 or $6,000 into a specialised skate wheelchair, or risking murdering your day chair where then you're quite stuck, because obviously you've no working wheelchair and it limits the sport to a lot of people. We're really lucky that down in Greystones they funded Ireland's first community skate chair, so people can go and try it out in a specialised skate chair without making that huge investment until knowing that they like the sport and they're in a financial position to do so.
That makes sense. And you're very happy and grateful to your sponsors, who are also local Wicklow.
They're absolutely amazing. I'm sponsored by Centre Eden Gate and they're the reason that I'm able to go to Worlds this year and that I'm able to compete full stop.
That's incredible. How did you get into this sport? It's high adrenaline stuff.
Yeah, so I've always been a thrill seeker. I've always been into adrenaline sports. And after I was in a wheelchair, I was a bit stuck in my life and I wasn't entirely sure what to do or how to move forwards. And I saw some videos online about WCMX and people flipping their wheelchairs. And more importantly, I saw people just doing the smaller ramps and it looking like loads of fun. So I went down to my local skate park and just started on the smallest ramps and kept going and kept going and kept at it.
And here you are now, heading for the World Championships. Sure. Well, it's an incredible story because I know you've only been in the wheelchair since you were 15.
So I had my accident at 15 and then developed complications from it.
But you're keen to smash the stereotypes.
100%. A lot of the time, when you're in a wheelchair, you're constantly faced with the narrative that you can't do certain things. Yeah. And I think the WCMX really shows that that's not the narrative that people should be faced with when they're trying to move on with their lives.
Well, you're doing a brilliant job of it. And the best luck, Milo Watson. We'll be following you. WCMX.
Thank you very much.
See all the stunts on Skate a Duck on Instagram. Good luck, Milo.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.